Episode 8. Yes. This is the Dearly, Deeply Burdened podcast. Hello, friends, and welcome to the 8th episode of the Dearly, Deeply Burdened podcast. This episode is called Yes. And it is the final podcast episode for this season. We might release a couple of like bonus tracks or thoughts on random things, but this is the finale to this first season where we're just talking about calling and intentions and purpose. I'm so excited that you've been with us for all 8 episodes and really excited to tell you more about what we'll be doing in season 2. But for this episode, we really want to pause and just talk about the word yes, because I know that there's a lot of people who, when listening and talking to about these conversations and are considering stepping into their calling, will ask the question, was this for me? Was I supposed to be listening to this? Is God calling me out? Is this for my life? And I want to encourage you, yes, friend, this was for you. This was for you. God is talking and moving and working in his people. And if you've been wrestling with your calling, if you have been wrestling with the idea of saying yes to something, if you have been wondering what that yes is, but you know that there's something more that you're supposed to do, I want to encourage you and just say yes. Lean into that. Lean into what God is telling you. Listen and be responsive to his working in your life. This could be so many things. Start the job, write the book, run for the office, create the art, give, pray, serve, change, grow, love anyway. Your calling is yours to walk out with the Lord in faith. But you have a family of believers who will be walking with you and a cloud of witnesses who have gone before you. The verses we want to wrap up this series with is Esther 4, 13 through 14. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Esther was faced with a choice between obedience and disobedience, between life and death, in so many different ways. And the counsel of her uncle Mordecai was a guide and a light to the will of God in this situation. And it's a beautiful, beautiful testimony and book. Joseph 50, 19 through 20 says, "Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.'" This response by Joseph, this submission into the reality that he lived in his entire life, was, "It is not how I would have planned it. It is not how I would have done it. But it was worth it, and it was more than I could have imagined." 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 31 says, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are called, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, 'He who glories, let him glory in the Lord.'" This verse, these verses from 1 Corinthians, reminding us that as many excuses as we have, as many things that we are not, God is saying, "I call you anyway. I have called you out from among the people. I have called you into relationship with me, and I'm calling you to be a part of the redemptive work that I am doing here on earth." This is not restricted for a specific group of people within the church. This is for each and every person claiming Christ to walk out. Hebrews 11 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." The rest of the verses in Hebrews 11 is what we want to focus on. And it's a beautiful passage that highlights the testimony that is written throughout all of Scripture. It goes through all of the verses. It goes through all these things that it can in one short chapter. And if it's all right with you, we're going to go ahead and just read all of Hebrews 11 together today before we close out this podcast, because this is our testimony. This is the witness we have from the early church. Getting back into it, verse 4 says, "By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him, for before he was taken he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." It's faith. "By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore." Heavenly hope. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, 'In Isaac your seed shall be called,' concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trials of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth, and all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Testimonies of Hebrews chapter 11 are incredible, and I encourage you to say yes to God too, to join in with this cloud of witnesses that has gone before us. And as I am in a season of challenges and setbacks, in the middle of saying yes, I want to encourage you that each and every testimony included in here were challenged and had setbacks, and many within it have well-documented failures in the Bible, but God still counts them among his children. God still counts them worthy to be named in his word. We are imperfect people serving a perfect God, and your yes can be life-changing. It will be life-changing if you surrender it to him. I am so grateful that you have been with us on this podcast journey. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode and just say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for considering the calling that God has on your life. And I just hope that you do say yes. If you are saying yes to a calling that you have been avoiding for a while, send us a message. We want to encourage you. We want to praise the Lord with you. And we want to walk alongside you, because we know that God will be calling people into dark, difficult places to do beautiful, redemptive things. In advance of season 2, here is a little sneak peek. We will be talking about the breakdown of callings to specific vulnerabilities as we have listed them out here in this first season. We're going to be talking about how there are different places to respond within the world of orphan care, caring for widows, and caring for the displaced. I am so excited to speak to you on that podcast, and really am so thankful that you joined us for this season. Thank you for saying yes to God, even in just the small step of listening to this. I believe that there are people who were brought here for a reason. And thank you for being patient with me as I said yes to something that was challenging and am still working through the humbling process that God has brought about. I am right there with you in saying yes to things that are uncomfortable, but I believe wholeheartedly that it will be worth it. We will talk again soon.